Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to Rob the Bank and Friends. Hello, as I come out of my coffin into another bright dawn. Get away from me, you evil people. It's sort of a pre-Halloween warm-up on Rob the Bank and Friends this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, depending on when you're listening. Coolish kind of atmosphere down here. Yeah, we're still a few days off Halloween, but we're welcoming to the studio the Straight to Video gang. How you doing, boys?
Very good. Hello.
So what are the Straight to Video guys doing here? A little bit about Halloween first up. This might get boring, but stick with me. They'll stick on some nice sound effects. Halloween, celebration of the end of the harvest season in Gaelic. So once you'd got your sort of pumpkins and potatoes in from the fields, you'd have a big old knees up. That's what it's all about. Now kind of people go around trick-or-treating and reading scary stories and watching horror movies. And that is what we're all about today. We have Freelance Hellraiser, Ozumiso and Dada Hack in the studio. Straight to Video. What's it all about?
It is just a night celebrating music from the movies.
Okay, so every single track during your night is somehow connected to a film, however tenuously.
Yeah. There's a lot of re-edits and things that are connected if they're remixes from other people, from films. And obviously remixes are very well-known themes as well, so that we get this.
People Foxy aren't... likes to do her kind of Kenny Loggins stuff,
yeah.
Doesn't she? She
nice.
Goes sort of for the ladies and we do the kind of weird stuff.
So it goes from kind of weird art house stuff right through to Flashdance.
Completely, yeah.
So I've got three blokes in front of me, just for the people at home, if you're unsure as to who you're listening to. Freelance Hellraiser, which is Roy. Ozumiso, who is... both of these guys are kind of king of the mashups, really. I mean, Roy, Freelance Hellraiser, just, you know, you've done everything from, you know, Paul McCartney through to, you know, starting the whole kind of bootleg thing off in a way with Errol and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Potted history of Freelance Hellraiser in 10 seconds.
It was the Soulax CD that sort of got me the first bootleg thing that they did, as heard on Radio Soulax. And yeah, I was off from that to Paul McCartney, to doing my own album, to remixing everybody and anyone.
So Ozumiso, I mean, your sort of introspection track that I played a lot on the radio, I mean, that, how many different records did that have in it?
That's 101.
101 different records in one beautiful record. I mean, that was everything from sort of Kylie to, well, who were some of the people?
Doors, Frank Sinatra, ABBA. But at the time, it was meant to be things that people would instantly recognise. The whole point of the mix was that you would know what it was within a fraction of a second.
So, Roy, give us a bit of a lowdown for the girls and boys listening at home that are preparing to get kind of scared out of their wits. What's going to happen over the next 2 hours in
it's
your mix?
It's going to be... Well, we've gone for as the scariest mix that we possibly could. We've got dark, twisted, throbbing, scary sounds. We looked
films mostly with Dead in the title.
Yes.
I did Dawn of the Dead. Night of the Living Dead, Shaun of the Dead.
Right.
We've got them all the soundtracks from all of those, as in the whole film, and they're just sort of going, scouring through them, finding little bits of nonsense to mix in over the tunes we've already got in there. So there's lots of people being murdered. Sound of death throughout the whole mix.
Bearing in mind this is going out 2 till 4 on a Monday morning, then it's going to be fairly pant-pooingly scary. Right, I'm going to get back in my coffin and let you guys get on with the mix. And we'll have another chat in about an hour or so. But do stay tuned to Radio 1. This is going to be Straight to Video in the mix. Is there a title to your mix?
Might be one insert here.
Okay, here it goes. Here's the title.
Straight to Video.
Let's roll.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Thank you.
Reports are coming in concerning the inexplicable behaviour of gangs of crazed individuals committing random acts of atrocity. Although no one is prepared to comment, religious groups are calling it Judgment Day. There is panic on the streets of Britain. News services are inundated with an increasing number of reports of random attacks on people.
Was a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams.
Thank you. Over 18 only. Hats must not be worn. Smoking not permitted. Drinking at destination arrival from only 7 till 9 at a time with written consent. State is compatible. Conditions may apply for an event.
No, we should stay inside.
Come on, we can take them.
The man said to stay indoors.
The man?
Look, as long as they're out there and we're in here, we're safe.
The attackers can be stopped by removing the head or destroying the brain.
Any zombies out there?
Don't say that.
What?
That.
What?
That.
The Z word, don't say it.
Why not?
Because it's ridiculous.
All right.
Are there any out there?
Oh, no, there they are.
Zombie! Don't say that! In a minute, she'll be just another zombie! Don't say that! Who died and made you fucking king of the zombies?
She's a zombie. planetary system, not atmosphere. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this
Later.
I like to play with things a while.
Before annihilation.
like to tell about this guy you all know me and we scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's home when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare, but on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad fresh prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, ripped through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway. Until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street.
Come on,
Jeff, answer!
Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen, Jeff,
you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
So,
don't
so
go to
I'll
sleep, Jeff.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm
going Jeff.
To bed.
Jeff! Jeff! Jeff!
Amityville. Matter of fact, it was the house at the top of the hill. But I wouldn't have never went for nothing in the world except I got an invite for one of my girls. When I got through the house, the grass was over the fence. The atmosphere around would keep me in suspense. So I rang the doorbell like it ain't no thing. And this gruesome guy came and said,
hello, Trotsky. I understand they call you the love bug. What a cute little bug. I'd like to put you between my fingers.
It's the house on the hill. Off my feet, and all I could hear was this spooky beat. And when it finally put me down, my heart felt like stopping, but it wouldn't stop because the house was rocking. The bass was kicking, and the house was loud. And let me tell you, it wasn't your average crowd. They had this guy on the mic, he was dressed in black. He had a messed up face with a hunch on his back. It's the house on the hill.
Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. Scotty beamed us down here by mistake. Spock, you've got to get us out of here. Hi, Captain, I'd like to, but we cannot get a fix. Spock, the people here are dressed so strangely. Strange 20th century life form. There's an actual love bug walking around. Spock, analysis, please. Yes, Captain, no problem. 20th century phenomenon.
It's Amityville, y'all. You want to go to the house on the hill? Amityville! House on the hill. No kind of class.
Let's get down to work. We have much studying to do. There are many ancient mystic texts to guide us. First, you must know that the best time for magic is always at the dead of night, when the earth grows silent, cold, when vapors rise and the human heart beats slow. We'll be right back.
scary stuff there. I'm just off to change my pants. So it's Rob DeBank and friends. My friends this morning, this afternoon, this evening are Freelance Hellraiser, Ozumiso and Dada Hack from the Straight to Video Gang. If you've just tuned in and you're wondering what on earth is this scary business all about and you're kind of cowering in your car or hiding under your duvet waiting for the dawn, it's Straight to Video and it is a kind of Halloween special of ghoulish standards. So is this kind of typical of the sort of set that you might play? Obviously, this is more sort of Halloween horror-based.
Yeah, but, it is a bit more horror-based, but it is going back to when me and Ozzy first started sort of playing together, it was very much about just throwing anything in and completely different tempos and completely different styles of music. And I think I sort of lost that a bit recently, started playing sort of straighter sort of dance music. And so this is this kind of format of throwing in lots of different styles and a bit of rock and then a bit of electro and a bit of soundtracky avant-garde weirdness is very much what the new night's all about.
And do you have visuals down there while the
yes we do, we
is all sort of DVJs and all that kind of jazzy
well,
stuff
kind or? Of a pre-recorded VJ
right okay
kind of got a load of loops set up and I run it off using some mad software and it's kind of movie posters kind of pixelated and then pushed around
because it was a movie night. A lot of people oh do you play movies out of the night and it seemed a bit obvious to just have a projector playing film.
I'm glad so, people sit there watching the film.
Exactly.
The wrong music and no dialogue.
Yeah. So we didn't want to just... we thought that'd be a bit lazy to just do that. So Dada Hack has pulled out all the stops and got these amazing visuals, which are kind of pimped out movie posters, mashed up.
Hopefully some of them might be online now if you go and check bbc.co.uk/radio1/Rob DeBank. Yeah, hopefully some of the visuals might be up there. You can also check out the full track listing. Still an hour to go in the mix, though. It's our Halloween special with the Straight to Video boys, and so Straight to Video Ozzy is actually you've actually got a kind of Halloween special which I've got a poster for here, which is a pretty scary stuff with a big blade going through a pumpkin. Can you just give that a little plug for anyone that might be in the London area?
Well,
on Halloween.
Okay, Straight to Video, Friday 31st of October, the last days of decadence in Shoreditch.
Excellent. All right, well let's get back into the mix. Straight to Video in the Halloween mix on Rob DeBank and Friends. Thanks for dropping by, boys, and don't get too scared at home. Don't have nightmares.
Don't have nightmares. Don't have nightmares.
Feed me. Feed me. Feed me Seymour. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me Seymour.
Deep in your veins, I'll live.
strain. Faces come out of the rain. When you strain, no one remembers your name. When you strain.
Dreadful sacrifice.
Welcome, fool. You have come of your own free will to the appointed place. The gate's open. Time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
In the woods there grew a tree, and a fine, fine tree was he.
Came longer than the world. Are there
Thank you. Your hand
I've been scared out of me wits. That was my little Halloween peen from the Straight to Video gang. Thanks for dropping by to Freelance Hellraiser Ozymiso Dada Hack and 20th Century Fox sending her love beaming in from New York City. You can check out more stuff about them at myspace.com/straighttovideoclub. They've got all kinds of crazy nights going on with all different sort of guests all the time. We'll be back next week with a bit of a Rainy City Manchester special. Two of the Funkmeisters, Mr. Scruff versus Unabombers.